this is Mark, and you're listening to episode 4 of the King of Queens podcast. I'm bringing somebody new to the podcast. How you doing, Louie?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Really appreciate that.
Of course. And being a fan of the show, of course.
So you are obviously a fan of the King of Queens. Great American podcast. I mean, great American TV show. Do you remember, I'm just going to throw a couple like basic questions your way.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, did you watch it when it was on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched it on the air, and, me and my parents moved to Brooklyn in 99 from Europe. And at first getting, you know, my parents getting their feet up and running, the TV didn't have many channels, and I was the only child at that point, and I was flicking through the channels one day. I must have been like 8, and there was a King of Queens episode, and ever since then, I just...
Do you remember that episode?
It was season... I'm not going to say which season, because I'm not sure right now.
I'm terrible with the titles and everything.
It was when they met the Schmankmans. What a name, right?
Love it. The Schmankmans were the Schmankmans the ones on the boat?
No, the Schmankmans were the next door neighbors with the loud dog
that bark. So the I'm trying to remember his first name. He was on Breaking Bad, and
yes,
I want to say Marcy, but I think that was Married with Children. Marcy Darcy.
Yes.
maybe her name was Marcy. I forget. Oh, man. Anyway, but yeah, Schmankmans.
Yeah, so that was the first episode, and then...
I love the Schmankmans. Like, when the storm comes and their fence goes down. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
the compound.
Yeah, that was such a stupid argument, but I can see it happening. But I can see it happening in those type of houses, like next to each other.
So you're in Brooklyn, you said, right?
I was in Brooklyn originally. Now I'm in Queens. And fun fact, during the show, when they show shots of like when they go to Spence's house, or they show like the hospital on Queens Boulevard, it's all down the block from me. I literally live where those shots were made, and it was just the craziest coincidence, because I moved here because I met my partner here. And then walking by one day, I said, babe, that's Spence's house right there. And clear on, it's the
really
same
you
shot.
Just called it. You just kind of identified it.
I just knew it because I'm always watching the show, even if it's for background music or like sound or.
Yeah, me too.
And they show that house many times, even if it's not going to Spence's scene for some reason. They show a lot of scenes that are not even in Queens half the time.
Well, that's true, too. Like, you could watch, like, when they're driving in a car and stuff, and in the background, I'm like, all right. I lived in L.A. for a while. I'm like, I recognize them.
It's so bad. Like, who would fall for that?
But that's the beauty of the show, too. And where I live, it's, like, western Nassau County. So it's, like, I could walk to Queens in about 10 minutes. So I'm pretty close as well. And but, yeah, I think this podcast is perfectly done when there's New Yorkers doing it, right?
Yeah, true. If to anybody, you know, to true hardcore fans out there, or for you yourself, if you ever want to look at that screen, shot of the neighborhood, it's on. You've got to be standing in front of Capital One on 63rd Drive and Queens Boulevard, and you'll see it right there, the whole full shot. You know, I know some fans out there who like to go and take pictures of the...
Wait, you mean on Google Maps or something, or...?
No. Like, in person. Like, if anybody who's listening to this, or for yourself, like, if you ever want to visit
the actual shot... Wait, what is the address? Like, I'm going to look it up right now, and I'm going to put it up on the screen.
It would be 62nd, between 62nd and 63rd Drive on Queens Boulevard. It's right across the street from a Capital One now.
All right, hold on. We're doing a live thing. I'm going to bring this over here. That's what this show is all about, man. It's all right. So 62 Drive.
Yeah, it's either 62nd Drive or 63rd Drive. I always forget the.
Would that be Regal? That's Regal Park. Sounds about right. Right.
Yeah. That's the. I think the main county, as they call it, or area. Yeah.
All right. So let's take a look. Oh man, it all looks the same. It's like it's gonna be anywhere in Queens.
Yeah,
literally could be anywhere in Queens, right here. Oh, they got Burger King. All right. All right, we'll go back to this. So let's get into this episode. So we're talking about Richie's song, which I think is a really good episode. Early episode. I'm not in love with the first season, although I find parts of it to be extremely funny. One thing I do want to point out here, it's very interesting. I'm sure you've heard about this, and if you haven't, I'll be surprised. If you look at their refrigerator very often, you'll see photographs and even references at some point. It's like, who is this? Very often they'll just put random photos up there.
Yeah.
It almost looks like it's Carrie with her real husband and Doug. I don't know. Yeah. I can't really tell right there.
Also something I noticed in that episode, I don't know if a lot of people have caught this. Spence is allergic to peanut M&Ms or peanuts.
Yes.
But he's eating the peanut M&Ms in the car.
Well, maybe that's what triggered his issue with peanuts.
Maybe, or maybe that's why he said they taste funny. You know, it could go both ways.
There you go. Triggered his allergic reaction. That would be amazing. That would have been really forward thinking, I think.
Yeah.
But here we are. I'm going to play a little bit. I think we've all been there. We're down to one bag of popcorn, and you don't want to burn it. Doug's face. He's like, I'm staring. And this is not where the microwave normally is, by the way, of course.
Not yet.
I like how serious she gets here right now.
Doug, it's gonna burn.
Will you trust me?
This is our last bag. You know, I want popcorn with this movie.
Calm down. This is what I do.
No, it's just gotta be right. It's gotta be right.
Easy. Okay, go. Enjoy.
I would have liked if they continued doing stuff like that with Doug, because we have the Hot Pockets thing later where he's really trying to time it.
Yes, yeah.
And I would have liked to see them kind of follow through a little bit more with all of that.
I was surprised because I was, like, when I first watched that, I always picture her, like, opening the bag, and she, like, pours it on the bowl, and there's only kernels, like, that nothing pops.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that. Maybe I've even seen that in another show or something, but I can totally picture this.
And then, for me personally, I like they did this with Doug in that little cold open, because it shows, you know, from the very start that he's very into food, as the whole show shows us. Mm-hmm. You know, he has fun, and he knows. And how do I say this in the right manner? I'll come back to it.
It's all right. So you mentioned actually cold openings to me yesterday, and one of the weird things, I don't know if you discovered this, because you said you watched the show originally when it was on reruns, and I remember them cutting out some of the stuff, like at the very end, you know how like they have their like little like moment at the very end. There's a lot of times where I didn't see those things. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Now rewatching it on Peacock, I see so many endings, and I'm like, what, where did this come from? I never saw this one. You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
So here we are. We're in the garage, that, the awesome garage. Right. And, I really wish I would do this with my garage. I think it would be freezing out there. Or too hot. Yeah,
true. It would be a great man cave.
Yeah. Well, his basement as well. Do you have a man cave at home?
No, my man cave at the moment, because I just had a brand new daughter.
Congratulations. Thank you.
It's my bathroom. That's where I smoke.
There you go.
It's over.
What's this?
I picture you like Arthur in the bathroom when he was hiding on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 100%. Just like that. Yeah.
Kind of showing how to eat right and stay healthy as you age.
Change it.
Change it. And here's that moment you were just talking about with Spence. By the way, it's the dirtiest windshield I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's like they don't get... I don't understand.
I love this car, though. It's like a Subaru, you know?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. It's like a station wagon.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah?
There's half a bag of M&Ms under the seat. How old are they?
I just got them the other day. They're fine. Wait a minute. Are they plain or peanut?
Let me look. Peanut! Hey, they taste weird.
Hey, Rich.
So we have Deacon coming in. I read somewhere that they were not going to have the friends be like a permanent cast members. Did you hear about this? Yeah, I don't know if I believe it. I can't believe anything on the internet anymore.
I mean, it would have been a little weird for him to have revolving friends, you know? I think what makes the show better is that he had these core of friends.
Yeah, and so do you like the Spence character?
I love the Spence character. He could be a little, you know, meany, but also like a little whiny because after you watch it so many times, you dissect each character and you're like, damn, they're really this, or they're really that, or they're really this. And I think my favorite character in the whole show, it has to be Arthur. Hands down. Arthur is just...
I think Arthur, coming off of the success of Seinfeld, of course, not just coming from that, a whole career of, you know, this, he really fell into place here. He's almost a softer version of Mr. Costanza.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit more of a gentler, hippier version.
And no holds barred. I love that he could speak his mind and just yell all the time.
Yeah, me too. So it's Deacon comes
by. Hey, Deacon.
Listen, can't stay. Just wanted to return your casserole dish. Oh, and you were right, by the way. That cold lasagna made a good breakfast.
What's this from?
Huh? Oh, me and Kelly had dinner over here last night.
Oh, yeah? All right, well, you know what?
So the friend feels left out. So Richie's like, you know, how come he didn't invite me? And so he makes a few excuses. There are more snacks available in Doug's garage than I think I have in my entire house. We have a bowl of popcorn. We have nachos next to him. A bag of something. A couple bags of something.
And the beers, it's like three beers. I would have been buzzed to the core.
But those might be old. I don't know. Those could be from last week.
Maybe. So what do we got? Wait.
I'm sorry. Go back. There we go.
Okay. We had a baseball mitt, a little pool table, popcorn sitting there. Oh my God.
Yeah. Way too much.
A real man cave.
Peanut M&Ms under the sea. You know, we're living life. All right, so let's see. We get our first Jerry Stiller moment.
Hey!
Hi.
Hey, listen, Carrie.
Not now, honey. Gotta pee.
Smell me.
I mean, if you just enter a room saying... Smell me. Sure. So one of the things that I really want to bring with this podcast is pulling those clips. A couple things, actually, I want to share with you. So little moments like smell me, I have to clip that and have an audio clip and play that way too many times. So there's that. And I'm sure you've noticed that there's more regular pop music throughout the entire 9 seasons of King of Queens. Like, they play so much music. You just don't get that in today's world. So what I'm working on is I'm compiling all of them, and I want to kind of release a mixtape of sorts through the podcast. It's not legal, exactly. It's a gray area, but, you know.
Are you going to call it Maggie's Mixtape?
Yeah, Maggie Girls. What is that song?
Margie girl.
Yeah. So yeah.
Smell me.
Hey,
sorry. I heard smell me.
That's right. Come on now. I don't have all day. Smell me. Do I smell like a meadow after a fresh morning rain?
Not getting that.
You know, I just definitely not.
It's amazing.
Those bastards!
All right. So Doug breaks the news that Richie and his fiance or girlfriend, I forget what it is.
I'm surprised that like it would be a problem because Carrie's character can compliment the other character, Richie's girl or fiance.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know why she's annoyed, or maybe she's trying to be better or get better, but they definitely do compliment each other.
To follow up on what Arthur was talking about, we're going to get a little bit deeper into his pit.
It's lousy deodorant, and they think no one will read the fine print, but I do. And you know why?
Because you have nothing else to do?
That's amazing.
No, because I'm nobody's sap. Here, read this.
No cap, huh?
Okay, thanks.
So many things. Like when Arthur, like, pours, instead of pouring cereal, he describes it by the fistful. And, of course, his deodorant would be. One of the things you don't see in a lot of television is actual products.
Yeah.
And we see that all the time. Like, if you look closely, we have a Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies, an Entenmann's cake, you know. It's not really product placement either, because I don't think that these companies get thanked in the credits.
No. I think back then it was a little different. Now everything is so technical. They need rights and copyrights. And
nowadays it's even, but you know what? Back then it was out there, you know?
Yeah.
If not completely satisfied, return the unused portion.
One thing I've been watching a lot in the first couple episodes anyway is Doug wears a G-Shock watch. And so Ooh. Far, this is still a G-Shock watch. I wonder at what point we're going to not see that watch anymore.
Interesting.
I'll be watching for it.
And we'll send you a full refund and a free stick of your old deodorant.
Okay. You're in the delivery business. Get that out for me tomorrow, first thing. And tell them my old brand is McGregor's Extra Strength.
McGregor's?
They'll know.
That's amazing. The dog, of course, does exactly what all of us would hope to do. Throws it away. Which brings us to dinner. It's Marie is the girlfriend / fiance. I'm just not really 100% sure. And she's so obnoxious. I mean, growing up close to Brooklyn, I know a lot of these girls who talk like this.
Yeah.
No offense to our Brooklyn listeners.
Of course. No.
And this house, I mean, everyone loves to point out, like, that's not the house. And yeah, we know this is not the house. My house is very similar to this in terms of a colonial. So it's just weird whenever I look at this house.
I forgot what there was a rumor that house is not even in Queens. I think it's somewhere else.
I think it is in Queens. Not 100%. That's something we'd have to fact check. We can't be throwing out falsehood. No, but I think it is in Queens. But the other thing is a set, I'm presuming.
Yeah. Or they could just have taken a shot of a house outside in Queens, and then the inside, it's a set in California, maybe.
There's no doubt about that. The inside is all a set, which I think people have even pointed out that the windows that overlook their bedroom, it's just not possible or something like that.
Yeah,
it's like the Brady Bunch. Everybody has like a view of the backyard, but it's kind of physically impossible.
And you know, I always thought those psychic phone lines were for idiots, but the woman told me I was attractive, intelligent, and had wonderful people skills, and this is somebody who never met me.
I love this girl. You can see why Richie loves her.
Yeah.
And talk with the hands. It's amazing. She does have an engagement ring or a wedding ring on, so, but I don't think they're married. The way Carrie, you know, I love the way Carrie looks. Carrie has a great look. But it is interesting. Her makeup is very, very 90s. And of course, because this did air, I forgot to mention when this aired. This originally aired. Dun, 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 dun. I had a date here. October 12th, 1998. I'll just mention it. Writers Tony Sheehan, director Robert Berlinger, and one of the executive producers is Kathy Yuspa, which, of course, we will learn later is where, you know, Kevin James came up with that term. Like, Yuspa.
Oh, nice.
It has to be some type of inside joke, which I like. I respect. And the same thing with the their VCR. I forget what it's called. It's named after one of the people who work on the show.
JVC?
No. It's I forget what it is. It's like it has some like bizarre, it's like somebody's last name. It's a brand that we've never heard of. You know?
That is spooky. Hey, Carrie, that chicken a la whatever was terrific.
Thank you, Richie.
Oh, yeah, it looked delicious. I've just made a moral decision not to eat anything with a face. Sorry.
I love the response. Carrie's like,
That's okay.
I'll eat anything that doesn't have a driver's license.
She finds no humor in Doug. Let's see. So obviously Marie is really kind of, she's a really big personality. And it's something Carrie, if you've ever watched the show before, you know, Carrie doesn't really like big personalities because she's got the big personality. So let's see. Carrie's going to like basically lash out at, Doug. For even bringing Marie into the house.
Come on.
Come on what?
Could you please try being nice to Marie?
I am trying. If I weren't trying, she would have a fork sticking out of her neck.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if this was in front of a live audience. Do you know?
I hear a lot of audiences back then were really live because a lot of times the laughs are just the same in some episodes, like the same exact laugh, the same exact sound. And I don't want to say yes or no, but
yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it's not totally uncommon, but you know, this is only the fourth episode.
Yeah.
But the audio from the audience is really sporadic. Like you hear one guy clapping or like one person guffawing. Yeah.
I'm sorry, hon. I really just cannot stand that girl.
All right, look, I know she's obnoxious, but, you know, she's not all bad. I mean, she's obviously very devoted to Richie.
Yeah, right.
She is.
She's not. Trust me.
Well, what do you mean?
Nothing. Forget it.
Well, tell me. If you have something to
say... Just forget it. You don't want to know.
I do.
No, you don't. Hey,
Carrie, if you have something to say, say it.
She cheats on Richie.
Ooh. But here, if you look at what she's making...
What do you mean?
Nothing. Forget it.
Well, tell me if you have something to
So, I don't, I mean, whiskey and coffee? I don't really, I'm not 100% sure what we're making here. An Irish coffee?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can see that in the drinkers. Yeah, definitely not. I mean, I can see that in the Western days where they would do that to warm up, but that's such a bad combo. I don't know what the hell that
well,
is.
Well, Irish, I mean, it's not totally uncommon to have. I don't know what kind that is. I want to say it's Maker's Mark, but that normally has like the red wax seal on top. Anyway.
Forget it. You don't want to know.
I do.
No, you don't.
Hey, Carrie, if you have something to say, say it.
She cheats on Richie.
What? Like in poker?
No. I love his innocence.
Yeah. He's like, you know, like little poker. So that's the big reveal. Richie, completely unaware, of course, comes in. He's like, they're having a great time. They're saying goodbye here.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right, take care now.
She really cheats on it.
Hey!
Big City, right?
Oh, yeah, no stopping me.
All right.
All right, man, okay.
Oh, gotta
stop doing that.
Forgot my keys.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So we see immediately that this isn't the right front door, by the way. But that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got the keys.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye.
Oh! She's such a goofball.
So how do you know?
Honey, a friend of mine works with one of the guys she sleeps with.
One of them? Oh, God. Things are getting worse.
I'm sorry, but it's absolutely true.
I can't believe this. I mean, from watching her tonight, you'd never know she was fooling around.
So now, what do you think? Do you think Carrie should have said something sooner to Doug?
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
Yeah.
Because normally, I mean, when Doug learns about Deacon's possibility of infidelity...
She yeah.
becomes like a lunatic about it, and she goes and runs to Kelly.
Exactly, because she didn't know before or fast enough. But yeah, I think she should have said something. And anything you say to your partner, you know what I mean, it stays there. Like it didn't make a difference in Doug telling Richie.
100%. And I feel as though it's possible they could have ridden into this that she just learned it. You know, they could have. You know. Done that. Say, you know, I was talking to such and such that we were having dinner with them and they happened to know, like the nail girl told me. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So let's see, Doug is about to make a funny joke about cake.
Fun? She's not going to do it in our living room. She's crafty.
So why did you just bring this on me tonight? Why didn't you tell me when you first found out?
Because I didn't think you wanted to know.
I don't want to know. Why'd you have to tell me at all?
Wait a minute. Are you mad at me for telling you or not telling you?
Yes, both.
Well, then I apologize. I was wrong to tell you, wrong not to tell you, and I'm probably wrong for saying I'm wrong.
Well, you know what? It's too late for apologies. I already know it. Can't unknow it.
I need some kind of cake.
I just love that. Let's see. We get another little Spooner update. I would even argue that Arthur is a figment of Doug's imagination for a period of time. Because there are so many scenes where, I mean, I know Carrie interacts with him a lot, but there are moments where he only appears when Doug is alone. I would love to have a conspiracy theory where, you know, he died in the fire, you know, like he died in that first episode.
Douglas, I'm starting to get worried about this deodorant business.
And it would be the mold. You know, the mold has gone to Doug's head. And
Yes.
We have to write this conspiracy. That's what this podcast is all about. We have to come up with the theory. Like, maybe the mold got to everybody in Doug's life, and Arthur really is a figment of everybody's imagination, just like Sarah Spooner.
Yeah, because... What the hell happened to her?
Well, I think this might be the first episode without her.
Yeah, since the beginning. Yeah, it is.
Well, let me think. Yeah, so she was in, obviously she was in the first, I guess she was in Fat City. The third is, what episode is the third one? Do you recall?
I'm forgetting.
I have it here. It is a cello goodbye. So that's when they go to watch the cellist. So I don't think she was in that. So maybe Sarah was only in the first two episodes.
That's so weird how they just kept her there for just two.
It's interesting. I mean, it's not totally uncommon to, you know, get rid of a character, but for the show to go on for an additional 9 seasons, it's very, it's interesting.
My new stick of McGregor in the mail. You sent my old one back, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, then they're obviously trying some monkey business. Better give me the tracking number.
What?
You know, for the package so I can follow up.
Oh, it's 2 4 6
6, 8, 10.
I don't know. I just find these type of things so funny. So of course he goes to track it, and Doug is really conflicted. He, you know, it's funny. You mentioned before he's like so like innocent, and I think in a lot of ways he really is. He never thought that somebody would do this to another person.
Oh no, no, he. In my opinion, he definitely is innocent, and then also. As you go on through the show, you can see the innocence, because innocence comes from, a lot of times innocence comes from immaturity, and it plays hand in hand sometimes. But yeah, he's definitely innocent because he never thinks of the bad stuff.
Yeah. Talking to Deacon and Spence about it and whether he should reveal to Richie.
I believe it. I mean, come on, let's face it. Marie is the type that needs a lot of attention and validation. And sex.
Maybe that's my niche with women. Being the other man, the mysterious stranger who slips in for a few stolen moments of illicit pleasure and then vanishes into the night.
That's an embarrassing slice of pizza, by the way.
It is. It looks like a DiGiorno's.
Yeah, it's a pathetic slice of pizza, creators of King of Queens.
No, I see him more as the guy in the hedges with binoculars.
So it's interesting. I like Cooper's. Cooper's does feel like the kind of pub that exists. It's a little well lit, you know, a little too well lit. But I think most neighborhoods have a place like this.
Is it a real place?
The outside is, but I don't believe it's a real, like it's not called Cooper's. But the outside, the exterior is. But yeah, this is all a set.
Words hurt.
Look, whatever we do, Richie's gonna be here like any minute, so we gotta figure out how we're gonna tell him.
Ixnay, here he comes.
Hey, ladies, what's happening?
So they're basically just kind of beating around the bush. I'm gonna get to basically where Doug is gonna talk about how Carrie has a bit of infidelity going on.
Another guy, huh? Pissy business. Oh, now, what do they want, right?
It's crazy. It's crazy, you know? Hey, how about when they have sex with, like, another guy, huh? That's rough.
I've been in situations like this where I had to reveal to a friend of mine that his girlfriend was cheating.
Same. Yeah. I've been on both sides, and... The only reaction I've gotten from both sides is, all right, so let's confirm it. And that was it, you know?
But, you know, it's always one of those things where, like a Band-Aid, you just got to get it done.
Yeah, I would be actually more upset if my friend held it in and didn't tell me because he thought it'd make me feel better. And then I'm walking around here like a fool.
Yeah, so. And so... But, you know, I think good friends will sit you down, be like, listen, this is the deal. As uncomfortable as it's going to be and as screwed up as it's going to make this night, this is the deal. So Doug ends up doing the right thing. Even the way he does it, I think, is extremely questionable.
And that innocence, again, is stopping him from just telling him straight up.
Right.
You know?
I think later Doug might have been more upfront.
Yeah. Yeah, around season 8 or 9, maybe. Yeah.
You saying, Moose? Are you saying that Carrie's cheating on you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
I love this, how he's like, he's basically...
Poor Carrie.
He's like, not surprised.
I never would have thought that Carrie would do that.
Yeah, you know, I was upset, too, until I found out how common it is. It's... so common.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, Deke's wife, she cheated on him.
That look. Like, what? We're throwing our wives under the table here.
Well, I gotta tell you, your wife kind of does send out that vibe.
All right, hey.
Oh, my God.
Easy. The point is... we can't let it make us crazy, you know? You gotta just, you know, brush it all off. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, get back on your horse.
Jeez, I gotta say, you guys handle this a lot better than I would.
If it were me, I'd probably drive my car into a tree because I'd feel like my life was over.
See, I guess that makes things so much more difficult, right? Like, how would I deal with it? Well, the music.
It's always those old school type of sounds.
Yeah. Arthur's going on and on about his obsession getting his
I love it. I love it. When he's obsessed about something, I love it. The
like PBS this,
and the Rice-A-Roni cakes for life. I love it. I love that.
You know, I really want to dig up those episodes of on when he was on game shows as, you know, an actor.
Yes, the old one. Yes, yes.
10.
This is clearly a Queens neighborhood of some sort.
It looks like around either Jamaica Avenue or Woodhaven. Because that little partition in the middle, it's usually around there.
And that would make it a parkway, actually, from what I understand. Yes. So, because I live on a parkway. So, yeah, whatever this is, it's a parkway. Yeah, it looks like Jamaica Estates, maybe, like the you know, normal part of Jamaica Estates. Not the $10 million mansion part of Jamaica.
It brings back, like, just watching the show and these little, like, little side shots and pieces, it brings so much, how you say, nostalgia as a kid growing up in Brooklyn. It's just, I miss the old times, man. I got to be honest with you. And just, it brings so much joy, like, as a kid again to see these neighborhoods.
And, you know, the way the light pole is, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can go there and you can find this, for the most part, probably very similar right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good, I really enjoy Brooklyn and Queens. And you know.
That's 2, 4, 6, 8. 10.
Well, check it again.
I'm dealing with morons here.
I love it. This poor guy on the phone.
If my son-in-law says he sent it to you people, then he sent it.
Yeah, I'll hold. Never forget this. Here, let me give you $5 for some new deodorant.
Let them win? Never.
Hey.
Hey, honey. How'd it go? Did you talk to Richie?
Yep. Listen, if it ever comes up, you had an affair with Milt Hausner from the recycling center.
Milt Hausner.
What?
I was trying to ease into telling Richie, saying that, you know, a lot of wives cheat on their husbands, and including you.
Oh.
So Richie comes over and he's like, we're going to go to Atlantic City. Or he doesn't come over. I'm sorry. They talk about going to Atlantic City. Yeah, like this, well, maybe it's called Cooper's. That doesn't look like late 90s CGI or anything like that.
No. It's definitely something. And I'm actually going to look it up after our session.
Oh, well, actually, we have an address there. If you look.
Oh, 70-26
Cooper's. Ah, I think I found it. It's in Glendale.
No way.
Wait, I'm bringing it over here for everyone to see.
Oh, that's a nice shot.
That's crazy, right? So let's see if we can find your man's Irish pub.
So it is a pub. Okay, I wonder if the inside layout is the same, you know, with the table.
Oh, look at this funny tires.
Nice. Come get a beer and a wheel alignment.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, I mean, this is the shot that we actually have up right now. I'll zoom in a little bit.
Right there.
Here we go,
right
like there. On the Yelp.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's bring that up. Cooper's Seafood House? Is that it? Is this the right place? No, that's in Scranton, PA. Some bullcrap right here. What is
at least
this?
At least we know the location is a real place.
Yeah, I think we have to do a meet up there.
Definitely, I would be down.
There's a couple things I want to do with this podcast, and one of them is Cooper's meet up and Summer Barbecue.
in front of the striking.
Right. but you have to light the grill.
I'm down.
So, all right, we're in Cooper's.
Moose, you've been staring at me for 45 minutes. What is it?
45 minutes. And that's it.
I am not going to Atlantic City.
I think it's amazing how when you start looking into the life of Leah Remini, I love Leah Remini. I think for a variety of reasons. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, of course, but putting all that aside, her like fight against Scientology, I think, is masterful. And her book is really good. But I think she's a fun comedian. I would really be interested to see a Leah Remini on stage, like doing stand up. I'm curious if it would work. Because she's like a straight woman, but she knows how to tell a joke.
She knows how to tell a joke, but she definitely compliments what the show needed in the wife, for sure.
But yeah, like her whole thing, like this whole time where she's there, she was heavily active in Scientology, and I don't know how she did all that and this.
It's bananas. If Leah ever gets to listen to this, you are brave for speaking the truth or in your truth.
She's got to watch her back constantly, you know?
Yeah.
But thankfully she has people who really support her, who help her watch her back. So that would be you and me. I have a hard time believing that I will get somebody like Leah Remini on the show or Kevin James, but
you never know.
You never know, bro.
This could blow up, and fans, there are fans out there, and you never know. The actors do like to go and find stuff like this. I'm pretty sure.
Well, one of the things that if we can't get them to come on, I'm going to find somebody to do impersonations of them, and I'll just do the interview anyway. So
have you ever reached out to, you know, who's in the group? Isn't Richie still in the group?
Yeah. The guy, I have not reached out to any of the cast members yet. So, a little bit of background about me. I've worked in television. I've worked, on animation and, I didn't do animation. I worked on the television shows, but shows like Clifford, the Big Red Dog, The Magic School Bus. I was a part of the when Harry Potter was first released as a book, not as the movie. I had nothing to do with the movie, but, I've worked on a lot of like children's television and, animation. So I have some contacts in the industry, and Kevin James, from what I understand, is extremely receptive of communication. So I'm not ready to do it yet. I only got the podcast approved the other day. So it's, you know, I can't be like, hey, come on my podcast. I don't have any episodes, you know.
Of course.
But with fans like me and you, you know, recording these and putting it out there, and hopefully, you know, we can get some of these cast members to come on. I have other podcasts. One about, I mentioned before, Little House on the Prairie, and it's called Walnut Grove Cast. And in that instance, I've had pretty much the entire cast on the show. So, you know, I've been very blessed and very fortunate when it comes to reaching out to people and getting them to respond. So
I've never met any of the cast. I've only seen Jerry Stiller at a Knicks game, and he was with Ben all the way in the front. And I was all the way like up there, by middle section. And
yes.
All I can see is his head and his monkey shaped hands. So
the person who, on the cast, and he's really kind of a minor character, but he does come on from time to time, is
Ben, right?
Boss Rutan.
Yes. Boss Rutan. Boss Rutan. I was talking about his son.
Oh no, but I'm, Ben Stiller. But I mean, in my own experience, I worked on a short film. And Boss Rutan was in this film, and it was my friend's film, so we got to meet him and talk to him. And
the bald guy, right?
Yeah, he's the guy who's like, "Don't touch," you know, that guy.
I feel like he's one of he's one of Kevin's close friends also, because he is on a couple of the projects, correct?
Yeah, he worked on Kevin Can Wait. Is that the name of the show?
Yes, I did see him. Isn't he the coach in Here Comes the Boom?
I did not see Here Comes the Boom, although it looks halfway decent, actually.
If you're a Kevin James fan, it's definitely decent. It's definitely way better than Playdate.
I did have an opportunity to see Kevin James stand up in a casino in Connecticut, and that was really good. What I really like about Kevin's performance on stage is, like, he's not a filthy comic, you know, and I'm not offended easily. I'm really not. I'm a huge fan of Eddie Murphy, you know, Raw and Delirious. And modern comedians, you know, but even like this era, like, I mentioned Patton Oswalt. I think Patton Oswalt is a genius on the stage. Louis C.K. I think is a phenomenal stand up. There's a lot of amazing stand ups, and it's just, His routine was really excellent. I believe his brother opened for him as well. Who plays
his brother is hilarious.
Yeah. I only got to see half of his stand-up, though. We were late. I was too busy making $4 million at the casino. No, I didn't. No. I'm not much of a gambler.
I can never get into it.
But yeah, so Carrie, to get back, it's like now and back to the show. So Carrie is like, I'm not going to Atlantic City. So
what the hell is this?
So just going back and forth, back and forth. So finally they decided to, am I like misremembering what just happened here?
No. Then this shot happens again of Carrie says, if you mention the name Atlantic or City one more time.
Yeah. But here, I love that. I'm going to play Doug finally revealing to Richie what's up.
Moose, what the hell is this?
If you say the words Atlantic or City again, I will hurt you.
Carrie, I've tried to tell him. I just can't find the right moment.
Size of that cake.
Huge.
She
for,
is like,
for her, it's huge.
Yeah, she has like Doug's cake.
Well, keep trying.
I go for a cake right now. That looks good, actually.
A triple chocolate for Mentimans?
Is that what that is? Yeah.
No. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about that.
I can't remember the last time I had that. It's the kind of thing that like my family would keep in the freezer for when people came over. Don't touch it. So here's Atlantic City back in the day, the most blurry shot of him of all time. Holy cow.
Almost flip phone.
So I don't know how old you are. I don't, you know, have to reveal anything, but I'm 52. So do you remember Atlantic City from this era? Like, does that resonate with you?
I'm 34 and it really doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I've never been to Atlantic City, only Jersey Shore, the furthest, but that was it.
Yeah, Jersey Shore is a fun place. But Atlantic City, you know, when it was up and running, which was like in the mid-90s, late 90s, early 90s, it was an really interesting place. You know, it was not horrible. Now, no offense to our Atlantic City listeners, not too
it's
much.
It's bad. Oh. Yeah.
But Vegas, on the other hand, at least the last time I went to Vegas a few years ago, was great.
All right, baby, we need an eight, baby. We need an eight. Come on, give me an eight.
Big eight, big eight.
Here we go.
So here's the big reveal coming up.
By the way, your wife's cheating on you.
Yeah!
All right!
What?
And also, it confirmed that she is his wife.
Oh, that's right. Nice call. Nice one.
But then look, now the neighborhood is a whole different neighborhood.
Totally different neighborhood. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
So you all moved into
same chips, same popcorn, same baseball mitt.
Same everything.
Even the beer placement looks the same.
Your brother's place?
Yeah, 2 days ago. Listen, Moose, thanks again for telling me. I'm sorry I threw up on you.
Well, it was bad news.
That 75 cent shrimp cocktail didn't help either.
So you and Marie, have you started that counseling yet?
Yeah. The guy's great, too. We went together the first time, but Marie feels that since the problems are mostly her fault, she wants to see the guy alone for a while.
Already.
That's not a good thing.
No, not a good thing at all.
And then yeah. 75 cents shrimp cocktail? That sounds unbelievable.
I'll tell you right now. So in Vegas, the first time I went to Vegas, which is, oh no, that was the second. One of the best times I ever went in Vegas was 2003. And they literally have 75 cent like margaritas. It was crazy. And but the thing is, it's like 110 degrees out, right? Yeah. And you walk into this like little like shitball casino, and yeah, it's like 75 cent margaritas, and they have like fried Oreos and fried Twinkies and all like bratwurst, all this like food that's so greasy and salty that when you you know, you have a couple and it's like you're spinning a little bit, you know, and you're like, oh, I'll try one of those Oreos, you know, and you get back at the end of the day, you're like, I need to drink about 6 gallons of water. It's like, you just, but I've certainly had my own fair share of cheap food and drinks from Vegas. But Atlantic City, I don't recall ever having like really, really cheap food there.
Face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Amazing.
Be back in a day or two.
Arthur.
Yeah?
Go get him.
Off to see Mr. Lacio.
I'm surprised he didn't end the phone call with "I'll see you in hell," his favorite line.
I'll see you in hell.
I use that line on my partner all the time. I'll see you in hell on many occasions that it comes up. I try and use it all the time.
But this little stinger at the end, I don't really know what you call these. Like the beginning is the cold open, but this end, they would.
I guess maybe this one was like to like show us what you know the finale is of Arthur's little. Yeah,
I think it's important very often to the story.
Yeah, definitely. And here it just shows like Doug could go one way, but he goes the other way and just chooses to let it be. You know.
So other things I just want to mention is let's see. Top TV shows at the period of time when this particular episode aired were Touched by an Angel, Veronica's Closet, never heard of it, Frasier, Friends, and ER. Top five in the movie, in the cinema house, is Ants. I don't know if you ever saw Ants.
Wow.
Yeah, Practical Magic, Rush Hour, Night at the Roxbury, and What Dreams May Come. A couple of those I never heard of. I never heard of Practical Magic or What Dreams May Come.
Yeah, those two I never heard of, but the other ones are just classics.
Any guesses for a top five music chart?
Creed has to be up there for sure.
Not on the top five, but I would imagine they would definitely be living somewhere there, if not rising. They're about to be. But Miss Education of Lauryn Hill is number one.
Wow.
Marilyn Manson's Mechanical Animals, number two. The Goo Goo Dolls, forgot about them. Dizzy Up the Girl. Jay-Z is on number four for Volume 2, Hard Knock Life. And the Rush Hour soundtrack. Back when soundtracks were making it to the top albums. Five.
Yeah, because they had all these songs compiled. I actually have a lot of movie soundtracks that where the songs are from. They're good songs. And
yeah, there's some movies just have like I'm a big Stevie Wonder fan, for instance. Before 1977, it's mostly what I focus on. But if you watch the movie The Outsiders, he has a beautiful song called Stay Gold, and that song is written just for that soundtrack. So the only place where you can hear Stay Gold, maybe it's in a best of since then, since the 80s. But probably. that was written, if you're a huge Stevie Wonder fan, that's where you had to listen to it, isn't on the soundtrack of The Outsiders, which is a great book too. So, well, Louis, I want to thank you so much for coming here and talking to me about one of our favorite TV shows, right?
And thank you for welcoming me to this new endeavor, new thing you got going on. And it's a great thing to keep the love for the show alive, and it's a great thing for us fans to come together. And I do appreciate you giving me the time and day. And
of course,
I'm here for anything you need.
Yeah, man. We've spoken now for about an hour, and we just laughed, watched this episode together. It's exactly what I wanted. And I look forward to doing all 207 episodes. And yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm looking at probably
I want to ask you, what's your favorite cold open?
Give me a minute on this one. All right. Wait, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to think on your question, and that's, so what's your favorite episode overall? So we're both going to think about this a little bit.
My favorite episode is Strike One and Strike Two.
Yeah. I enjoy watching those. I think this was the cold opening, and I don't remember the title of this one, but it was the one where Carrie has to bake a cake for the church sale.
Yes. Yes.
And I think the opening is the opening where Doug is outside. He's in the cold.
Yes. And he's stuck.
He's talking to the guy who's basically, it's like, yeah, my wife brought me warm soup, and you know, and Doug calls up Carrie for some soup. I don't know if that was the cold opening. I have to go and look. I have to give your question a little bit more thought.
Yeah, it's okay. Just message me later.
Yeah, or bye. I'll mention it on the air on the next recording. Yeah. But I don't know why I find that episode so funny, and there's so many like little moments I just think are really perfect. Like when Carrie basically drinks the rum for the rum cake.
Yeah, to ease her stress.
I just find the whole episode to be really funny. So Louis, I want to again thank you so much. I don't know if you want to plug any projects that you work on. We didn't really go into that.
I'm not working on any projects, but if anybody is into just feel good quotes, good poems, and just a good community, I do have a large following on Instagram. If anybody would like to follow and take a look, it is a spiritual guy with underscores between each word. And you'll find me there. And yeah.
If you could send me a link to that, I'll put that in the show notes. And
I got you.
Yeah. Reach out to you, man.
I appreciate that so much,
bro. And I'll subscribe to you.
I appreciate that. And thank you for having me again, and I'll be listening to the next episode that you release.
I really appreciate it, man. I appreciate the support.